Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is coming up in the next segment to cover all the big controversies, all the huge news. You don't want to miss that information. But I wanted to hit this. I covered this last night, but two or three times more people tune in to the weekday shows than the Sunday show. I want everybody to hear this. There's a bunch of articles on InfoWars.com from Israel, Japan, England, you name it, the UK, Germany, Canada, admitting government officials in government meetings saying the shots don't work, they erase your immune system, they grow prion protein crystals in your body that cause mad cow-like diseases and heart attacks. That is so huge. And it needs to get out there. So I want to play this clip again of the top professor there at Kyoto University in a government meeting with the head of the vaccine program saying, you've covered things up. Disease expert blasts Japan's Ministry of Health, says halt vaccine campaign, investigate all vax injuries. Then we've got the same thing coming out in Israel. The government covered up the damage, put out fake reports that it was safe. Incredible information. This is huge, 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 huge. And it just begs the question, how did they think they'd get away with something like this? Because they're not. Rand Paul last week called for the arrest of Fauci. He said, we're going to get you. We know you created the virus. Now they have a major Wuhan lab whistleblower coming out saying, we made it. The New York Post, but almost no coverage. I mean, they really did it. And I know that's hard for you to believe. It's hard for me to believe because it's so dangerous. It's so crazy. But Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab say they want to depopulate you. So they're following through. Like Jeffrey Dahmer couldn't help but kidnap and kill people. Child molesters can't help it. They're mass killers. They can't help it. Here's the incredible Japanese government meeting.
So I am telling you, you got to conduct an investigation. No doctor can make a medical diagnosis simply by looking at such a piece of paper. I'm saying that you must look at the medical reports and do a proper investigation. There's no question about it. Stop the bad science and do the right science. That's enough. Looks like you're trying to destroy evidence. Do the right thing, or you're just going to have a criminal lawsuit. Enough is enough. I don't care what you say. No one is going to be convinced by the process or things that you are talking about.
Well, of course, we will not only evaluate the results as they are. We are trying.
You can't possibly have any way to evaluate it. What you need, clinically speaking, is that you need to look at the medical records properly, look at the data, and do it properly and carefully, one case at a time. People's lives are at stake.
Yes, sir, we will make every effort to do so.
You idiot. Enough is enough. You have so many people here, but you are not getting anywhere. Lawmakers also came all the way here. You can't repeat this kind of thing. You should have started from the beginning with the proper scientific light. So, immediately, disband the ridiculous vaccine casualty evaluation committee. Instead, set up an investigation committee to investigate all cases. And to do so, you need to get proper statisticians and some decent experts. You understand? Then do some tests and investigations. As Dr. Sono said earlier, if you have samples of tissue, consider the process of spiked protein. People are already doing research all over the world. Japan's prestige is at stake. You have vaccinated so many people. And yet, only 10% of the members of the Ministry of Health, Labor and Welfare who are leading the vaccine campaign have been vaccinated. With the f***ing joke is that? First of all, you need to clarify this. Immediately disband the Vaccine Casualty Evaluation Committee and investigate all the cases. You must identify all deaths and unreported deaths in the investigation. Thousands and tens of thousands of lives are at stake. And one more thing. We don't have any idea of the long-term side effects of this vaccine. The nanoparticles, taken into the body in large quantity, unceasingly produced by proteins. People are still sick, still in bad physical condition. For some reason, suddenly people's blood pressure rises. For some reason, people suddenly get eczema. When we diagnose, we find spike protein. in the diagnosis is moving to the next phase. We need to stop vaccinating immediately and take care of the health of all cases. That's what the scientific paper also says. You bring in people who don't have a proper understanding.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've said it probably 500 times in the last 20 years, but I think my job is done when what I'm talking about is passé, meaning it's known by everybody to be true. And with a large part of the public around the world, not just here in the U.S., people know there's a new world order, a world government, a depopulation agenda, a biomedical tyranny. They know criminal elements have taken over the government and are censoring and surveilling the people. They know there's controlled government human smuggling. I mean, it's all coming out. But I thought, going back decades ago, that once we exposed this, and then once they tried to actually launch their plans, because we had their own battle plans, people would rally even more and say no to it. But instead, this reality is so horrible. This reality is so shocking to people that they just say, "Well, I'm gonna tune out. I'm just gonna forget this is going on." I covered this earlier in the show, but all over the world, they're saying you can't farm, you can't have cows or sheep anymore. We're gonna have climate lockdowns in major cities in Europe and the UK. They're doing it. Look at these headlines. It's official. France bans short-haul domestic flights in favor of train travel. Tells the general public you can't fly inside France anymore. You must take the train, but the elites can use private jets. It goes on and on. In the Netherlands, we'll play the video coming up. Shock video. Netherlands police use heavy machinery to overturn tractors and farmers inside as they are announcing that much of their farms will be shut down to, quote, save the earth. Now, farms are bad for the earth. Oxfordshire Council in trial for climate lockdown starting a year from now. It goes on and on. This is a war against the general public, a war against prosperity, because the big central banks have unlimited money. They want you poor with no job to control you. Will we actually walk blindly into this? Robert Barnes joins us for the hour. Great constitutional lawyer, great historian, good friend of mine. Barnes Law, he hosts the Barnes Viva popular podcast as well. Robert, there's so many dozens of topics I want to get into with you. And we didn't talk before you came on. But obviously, we'll talk about the Twitter files and how huge those are and the Yay controversy and now Ukraine's firing missiles into Russia and attacking air bases 100 miles inside Russia. I mean, things are escalating at an insane level. You got Obama 2 days ago, making fun of Biden, saying, well, we don't let old Uncle Joe actually run anything. I mean, it's just reaching Twilight Zone proportions. You've got Project Veritas confirming they're smuggling kidnapped kids as young as six for sex slaves. They followed them all the way here to Austin, interviewed the kids. I mean, it's just, how did evil get this powerful or this expressed, or was it always there? We didn't know about it. Well, it was always there, but I think it clearly has gotten worse. We'll get your take on that. There's a lot of things I just threw out, but what's front and center for you, and what do you want to tackle first?
Well, I think the goal of the government to control what we eat, because right now, like you mentioned, what's happening in the Netherlands, they're taking over farms in the name of green energy. The UK is talking about not allowing certain fertilizers to, or other things to be used. That's going to undermine their indigenous organic farming. You contrast that to Putin and Russia that spend a lot of money actually expanding their organic food because they understand that if you control food and you control fuel, then you actually really control the world. Well, look at what's happening in Pennsylvania. You know, I represent Amos Miller, the Amish farmer, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture has taken – I mean, here's a situation where a guy face – you know, he currently, you know, in a week or so – is looking at jail, a farmer going to jail for what exactly? Going to jail without any conviction of any crime, without any accusation of any crime, without any jury verdict of any kind at any time. And he's in a position where he's facing that and potentially bankrupting sanctions and fines. Also, again, amounts that happened without a trial by jury, without any jury trial process really at all. And what was it that the USDA is so bothered by? This is a guy whose food no one has ever complained about. He makes food the way his customers want him to make food.
Tell folks the story, because that's why I set it up with the food, figuring you would go there. They are raiding Amish all over. This is particularly egregious, selling milk and stuff to their neighbors and others. And just totally outrageous. It's not fentanyl. Nobody's dying. Nobody's complaining. But they're so scared. The corporations are so scared of independent farms and things because in the future, this will be how we stop the globalists.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at how the USDA got started. They got started, you know, with Upton Sinclair's The Jungle and the rest. They were like the FDA. They were supposed to be a marketing agency, an advertising agency. In other words, they made sure the label on the product you got, they're all about informed consent, making sure the label on the product you got matched the product you got. That's it. FDA is not a super regulatory medical agency. Many of them aren't even qualified to do that. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is not a bunch of farmers. In fact, they have almost no farmers who work for them. They have people who have no idea what the farming world is like. They're zero clue. And yet here they are trying to, and what they're doing is they're using that power over the label to now say, like the FDA, the USDA now wants to say, we control what goes into your body, you don't. Because in the case of Amos Miller, he makes food, he makes meat the way his customers want him to make it. They don't want him, they don't want USDA inspected meat. They don't want chemical laced meat. They don't want big corporate laced meat. In fact, many of them, for health reasons, cannot eat that. They have to have what Amos Miller provides them. His customers love him. There's never been a customer complaint ever against Amos Miller. And yet here the U.S. government is coming in trying to shut him down, threatening to put him in jail, threatening to bankrupt his farm. For what? For giving people what they actually want, which is healthy food made the way the ordinary person wants it made. His customers want it made. They don't want the chemical-laced food. They don't want preservative-laced food. They want food made in the traditional way that Amish have been making it for centuries. And for that, that's why they're trying to shut him down. And their goal is to use this case in order to establish a precedent that says we, the U.S. government, we, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we get to dictate what you can put into your own body. I mean, for example, they have taken the position at different times in this case, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that they can control what you make for yourself, how you grow it for yourself. And then remember that story just a couple of weeks ago, where the Biden administration said, tell us if you have a home garden. What are you making in your home garden? The goal is ultimately to determine and dictate what you can put into your own body.
And now they've hired tens of thousands of new, 70-something thousand new IRS agents to go after $600 and above. So they're getting ready to go after the little guy big time.
Absolutely. Remember what the IRS said, we've talked about before, back in the Roosevelt administration. The IRS said people shouldn't be thankful for shouldn't be mad at us for what we do take. They should be thankful for what we don't take. Because the FDR administration actually recommended taxing people for their own labor in their own home. If you make your own food, you should have to pay a tax on that, as if you got it at a restaurant. If you fix up your own house, you should pay a tax on that. That's where it's ultimately going. The goal is to have, it's ultimately converting us into chattel. It's good, you know, they control what goes into our body in terms of medicine. They control what goes into our body in terms of food. They get to tax us for just waking up in the morning. That's the ultimate objective, because that ultimately makes us all legally, effectively, chattel of the state. The state gets to tell us what's good for us and what's not, but just like they want to do in the information space. That's why that's why all this stuff that's coming out, it came out last week. The FBI was, taking people off of social media and directing it. So who is the community out there in America that doesn't listen, that doesn't defer to the government for their education, their food, or their medicine, and is healthier than the average community and wealthier than the average community in America? It's the Amish. That's why they're going after
them. They have basically almost no autism. In the 1950s, autism was like maybe 1 out of 10 million. Now it's 1 out of 100. They don't even have autism.
Yeah, I mean, by every measurement, they live longer, they live better, they live healthier. They have independent wealth like our founders wanted to have be the basis of our democracy. That's why they're going to always target the Amish first, because they don't want people to look at that and say, hey, I can live a healthier, wealthier life.
That's right. MS-13 is good. The Chi-Coms are good. Zelensky's good. Amish bad. Robert Barnes, stay with us. We'll be right back and talk more about this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it's the Vaunted Alex Jones Show. Very blessed and honored to be here today. Very thankful for all of you tuning in. Just want to invite you in the info war. Remember, you are everything. You decide to share the links, the articles, the live feeds from Infowars.com/showandman.video. Please keep it up. The enemy is very upset. So Barnes, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, joining us here. Been involved in lawsuits against Twitter and more. I like Elon leading the charge to expose censorship. He at least is doing a better job than other establishment outlets like Google and Facebook and Apple, who are helping, you know, in some cases like Apple run death camps in China. But watching what Elon's doing, what do you think he's really doing? What do you make of the first Twitter file drops, which just confirm what we already knew? And where do you see all this going?
Well, I mean, I think it's definitely an improvement over where it was. Whether it will reach the place a lot of people have hopes it for is yet to be determined. So I think at this level, it's great that he is giving journalists and independent folks access to the internal files that show the scale, the scope, the direction, the deception that went into all the big election fornication of 2020. Of which Twitter was a critical component. As Musk himself has acknowledged, Twitter clearly interfered in a range of elections. 2020 U.S. election was just one of those. He's mentioned maybe that it's also done it in Brazil and that he'll be researching that further. So that's hopeful. But you see the scale of it and hopefully it continues. In particular, I would say where he has not yet met his own test for promoting freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of debate, freedom of discussion, is in the COVID context. Peter McCullough is still banned. Robert Malone is still banned. There's still algorithmic bans. There's people that search my name, still can't find it. So there's still shadow bans still in place. And in particular, in the COVID context is where a lot of people have not yet been restored. So I think that there's a lot more he can do for the free speech movement, for transparency in America. But he's definitely a massive improvement over where it was. And what he's disclosing and divulging is things that we suspected were true, things that have been Twitter's been accused of doing. But now we're seeing the proof, including the Biden administration clearly lying about what they knew and didn't know about suppression of the story of the Hunter Biden laptop story. But I think the big story that Musk has also talked about that I think should be the number one target of Republicans in the House for impeachment, potential impeachment hearings, is the FTX story. As he put out, he suspects that FTX didn't just put in $30 million or $70 million or $140 million into the Democratic Party over the last 2 years, this Ponzi fraud scheme of, on the crypto exchanges that also is attempting to disrupt and derail Bitcoin. It likely won't succeed in doing so, but that appears to be part of the goal, replace it with central bank digital currencies like a Fed coin. But it's clear, according to Elon Musk, he suspects that they laundered $1 billion to the Democratic Party and its allied organizations through FTX. $1 billion. I mean, remember with Richard Nixon, Watergate, they were talking about small, like, what, $25,000 donations, $75,000 donations? What's $1 billion funded by fraud by an FTX that was protected and had family ties to high and friends at the highest ranks of both the Securities and Exchange Commission, busy harassing the libraries of the world.
Well, that's right. So they're having their cake and eating it too. Funnel hundreds of millions of dollars to campaigns exposing different treatments for COVID, discrediting ivermectin, discrediting hydroxychloroquine. He put in tens of millions to do that, funding all sorts of leftist groups. He was installed, set up to run his pump and dump, which they would then turn around and use to bring down Bitcoin, but now it's blown up in their face.
Completely. And I think that, I mean, that's the biggest scandal, maybe the biggest political scandal in our history, to a certain, in terms of at least the amount of money involved. I mean, basically, the Democratic Party set up a young Bernie Madoff to rip off a bunch of people with the so that they could enrich themselves and enrich their political allies and their political causes, including, I mean, his aunt sits at the World Economic Forum and is connected to all the pandemic stuff. His mom is the one of the lead get-out-the-vote organizers. There's now clear ties between FTX laundered stolen funds and the Democratic Party efforts in Arizona against Republicans like Carrie Lake.
And now we've seen the New York Times doing facelifts for FTX. These are the little disgusting criminals we're up against. I mean, look at them.
Absolutely. I mean, if this was done on behalf of Trump, everybody would already be locked up now. And instead, you know, the SBF, there, Sam Bankman-Fried, another one of these two last named guys, is you know, just chatting away in the Bahamas. The CEO, it was spotted at a coffee shop in New York. There's been no consequence. I mean, you've had to deal with the insanity of the folks up in New York. Trump has had to deal with that insanity. Why were they completely asleep at the wheel? Why was the SEC commissioner personally meeting with SBF and promoting him? Right now, Maxine Waters is on social media promoting him right to this day. So the Democrats are seeking, and as you note, the New York Times writing puff pieces about him. So the institutional Democratic left engaged in a massive Ponzi.
Oh, they're having televised interviews with him like TED Talks, worshiping him.
Absolutely. He's a sweethearted, this was a guy compared to Warren Buffett by Jim Cramer at CNBC. This was a guy that was called the savior. And not only did he contaminate the entire environment in crypto to try to derail Bitcoin and was the leading effort to regulate Bitcoin and try to limit its ability to compete with the U.S. currency and other currencies of the state governments and central banks. But he was also clearly their money bags for the pandemic policies, but also money bags for the Democratic Party.
So does he get away with it, that little slimy Bernie Madoff?
Completely. I mean, and not only that, and then, of course, as we now know, he's tied to Ukraine. Ukraine, we were using him. Everybody knows Ukraine is one big, fat money laundering machine. That's what Zelensky spends each day doing, is washing those dollars. But now we know that money came through there. So you may have had government money used to fund Democratic campaigns through the laundering machine of a combination of Ukraine and FTX. So if Republicans are serious at all about doing anything with their House power, now they've taken over the House of Representatives, their first and foremost priority should be exposing the scam that is FTX and the Democratic Party, its connections to Biden, because it implicates their efforts to do central bank digital currency.
So let's talk about this. You're a smart guy, I have a lot of connections. Obviously, some good people online started exposing FTX last year, and this could really bring down a large portion of the deep state. I mean, is that what you're getting at?
Absolutely. FTX was the deep state's piggy bank. And it was the deep state's piggy bank to fund the war in Ukraine, deep state's piggy bank to fund pandemic politics, to suppress ivermectin, to push vaccines. It was the deep state's piggy bank to get out to vote for Democrats in key races and key places like Arizona so they could keep.
So just like the CIA used cocaine, crack cocaine, to fund the Contras, that was their piggy bank. FTX is the Democratic Party's piggy bank.
FTX is BCCI on steroids. I mean, that's what it basically exposes. And that's why if they really dig in, this not only exposes the Biden administration and the Democratic Party writ large, it exposes the media establishment, it exposes every aspect of the deep state.
Right, stay there. So this is the Bank of International Credit and Settlements. This is literally the BCCI 2.0. This is unbelievable. Wow. All right, I want to come back and just cover the waterfront, more on Ukraine, these missile strikes inside Russia, the economy, and so much more. Robert Barnes, stay with us.
Christmas 2022 is almost here, and
And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more, and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset in the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of The Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is our guest. I want to get into Russia and these missile strikes 100 miles inside Russia at their nuclear bomber base that Ukraine is getting credit for doing, and how insane that escalation is. But first, I want to get into the Ye interview Thursday, the Kanye West. Biggest thing, I mean, ever. We're talking probably 1 billion views out there. I had no idea he was going to do that. I didn't say what he could say when he came here, but I said to him, you know, you should talk about other big topics and things and not be baited into this stuff. He's like, yeah, I want to talk about love and talk about my campaign and all this. But once he got here, that's where they went. And, you know, I'm still not sure. I talked to him quite a bit on the phone where this is all going or what his point is. But if I look at the Mar-a-Lago thing, at least he's honest that Trump did not know. And then Trump said, yeah, I'll meet with the DA. And he gets there and he doesn't know who Nick Fuentes is and these people. And they go to the dinner with him. And then Trump gets mad at him at the dinner when he learns who Nick Fuentes is. And the media misrepresents who Nick is. But I saw this happen. It's like now they've called Fuentes that, he's like embracing and saying, okay, I do like Hitler. So before I never heard Nick Fuentes say stuff like that. Now he is. So I disagree with what Nick Fuentes is saying. And I disagree with his worldview. And, you know, Richard Spencer was out there in a video. In fact, find that from yesterday. I went to get to it. Like saying, oh, finally, Ye knows the dark power of Hitler and how beautiful it is. Yeah, dark power is right. I mean, they say, and I noticed the left everywhere. NBC News, Texas Monthly, all of them. Jones was just mad that Ye said it out loud. Jones is really pro-Hitler, too. No, I'm not like George Soros that rounded up Jews. Both my grandfathers almost died in World War II. I've read a lot of history. I've studied it. Hitler was really, really bad news. I was a total authoritarian. My grandfather, you know, told me about things that he did to people that my grandfather knew, who were German, not Jewish. And so I legitimately am a history buff. And so I'm very offended by the, left who have all their Nazi tendencies and their love of George Soros and all their love of Nazi-like ideologies of censorship and control, pointing their dirty fingers at me and saying, I'm like them. That's where I'm at. I legitimately don't like some failed political party from 76, 78 years ago, and I don't have a fetish with Hugo Boss uniforms and the rest of it. I find it absolutely disgusting. That's where I'm at on this. But I think Ye, I wouldn't call him mentally ill. You know, I think he means well for the First Amendment. I think he was trying to be shocking, but I think he was wound up to basically do what he did then. I told him, I said, I'd like to have a real interview with you on real topics, but what's your view on that whole fiasco and train wreck? And will any good come out of it, or what's your view?
You know, I'm trying to get a read on where Kanye's at. And so I have a couple of different interpretations. One alternative explanation is based on his early part of his interview with Tim Pool, where he disclosed that someone has told him he owes $50 million in taxes and that he may be subject to an IRS criminal case, and that you know, made him nervous and edgy. And the fact that he and his brain connected that to his public persona on politics suggested to me at least one alternative take may be that, you know, if you were Kanye, the case you would research for, you know, who was a prominent person who was accused of having unusual beliefs and accused of tax evasion, who ultimately was acquitted of almost all the charges. Well, that would be my client, Wesley Snipes. And that's also, he's also African-American. He's also male. He's also a celebrity in the Hollywood world. And a lot of the headlines back then said, quoted something we made a statement of, which we said, if crazy was criminal, half of Hollywood would be in prison. So our point was crazy wasn't criminal. Some people perceived the Snipes case as Snipes getting acquitted because he was, quote unquote, crazy. That's not actually what happened at the trial, but it's how a lot of media represented it. It may be the case that Kanye thinks that if he is perceived as crazy, that will reduce the risk of criminal prosecution on taxes. Because if you're looking at $50 million, you're talking about 25 years hanging out with El Chapo and Supermax. I mean, it's something like that. He would be facing the end of his career, not only the end of his career, but the end of his natural-born life in a prison. So it might be in his interest to be like, okay, I'll take some hits and sacrifice some things on the financial side in order to first to try to get close to Trump. Well, now Trump's out of power. So now what do I do? Well, maybe I create an image like that people remember, you know, the famous mobster case in New York. Maybe I create an image that I'm crazy and I say things that are so wild that people say I can't be anything but crazy.
So you think he's going for an insanity defense?
In essence, he may have misinterpreted the headline from the Snipes defense to mean that if you're crazy, you can't go to prison. In the tax context. Actually, it's a more nuanced defense. It's the good faith defense, reliance defense. He may have those defenses too, and it may be that his accountants may be of a particular religious background that might explain some of his anger and animosity. that got him into trouble? I don't know. I agree with you that there's no rational explanation for why he's being so self-destructive. I don't really believe he really hosts. I don't think he likes Hitler. I don't believe that for a second. I really don't. So he's never given off malevolent vibes, malicious vibes before. And he still doesn't really, while he's saying things that sound malevolent and sound malicious. So I think there's something else going on. It's always possible. I mean, we know those guys, that folks out in Hollywood, they get to Kanye's age, a lot of them fall apart because they were stars when they were really young. They never matured in a normal way. They get to their 40s, early 50s, and they do wild and crazy stuff that's not in their self-interest. So we can't rule that out given the background he's been in. But it didn't strike me as a thought-out, rational, self-interested conversation because he comes across as somebody who's too intelligent to say some of the stuff he's saying now. That he's not the wild, crazy guy.
What do you think the fiery? What do you think the overall effect of this was? The fallout from it.
I think people really believe he's crazy. I think that's one impact, and that will have a negative impact on certain aspects. But again, maybe in his mind, it will have some positive benefits. I think it marginalized some people that were trying to promote themselves into the mainstream, much like Richard Spencer tried to, you know, piggyback off of Trump to look normal. And then when people realized what he believed, they weren't interested in that. That's all mythology of the left, that, you know, there's this tiny, tiny little splinter group of people who believe these, you know, crazy ideas about.
I was about to say, in a way, Ye gave a big life preserver or an escape mode to the Democrats, because Hitler's like an almost 80-year-old joke. He killed 20 million Germans, you know, total loser. And then you've got this big hip-hop rap icon literally saying this when the Democrats' whole cosmology is built around formerly we're all Nazis, now it's all we're our Russian agents. There's no truth to it, and then now this just explodes out there. I'm trying to figure it out, but no, I did not know that was going to go on air. By the way, I support his free speech, and I let him say it. I didn't agree with it. See, that's the difference, folks. Free speech means you let people have their speech. And I know the general audience gets that, but the left's like, Jones endorses that. He let him say it. Well, you guys all certainly grabbed what he said and put it out for a debate. That's the whole point of it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, your views on this have been well established for a long time. I mean, like when people, let's say, racism or anti-Semitism with Alex Jones, that makes zero sense at all. And have attacked and criticized and critiqued people that have voiced those. And you said it right there in the air. Said, I don't like Hitler, period. Sorry. You know, you can think what you want, Yee, but no, that's a place I'm not going there with you. So you were very clear on all of that. It's too bad in my view, because I thought Kanye had some potential intriguing insights as a person with a big cultural platform.
Well, sure. I mean, I see the Hitler thing like a lot of these elites are like these powerful executives want to be beaten by a dominatrix, or they want to eat poop or be peed on. I don't want to be beaten by a dominatrix. I don't want to eat poop. And I see liking Hitler is like the naughty time. Let's go eat poop. The left loves Hitler. They obsess on him. They worship him. They need him to pretend they're not that when everything they do is like that. No, I'm not like you Hitler-loving leftist. I don't eat poop. I'm not a pedophile either.
Oh, exactly. And I mean, Hitler had deep state ties from the very beginning.
Oh,
I mean, so the
loving Hitler is like eating poop. Seriously.
So, absolutely. Communists like fascists because they, and the fascists like the communists because they justify each other's presence.
Stalin admired Hitler. It's on record. And I hate him. Loving communism is like eating poop. I don't like communism or fascism. Different. We'll be right back. Sorry about the gross analogy. I just can't handle it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Final segment with Robert Barnes. I'll host about 15 minutes the next hour before Gerald Celente takes over. But a lot of news I haven't hit yet. But I wanted to get a vaccine update. Robert Barnes is involved with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the big lawsuits. It's coming out in major governments that they know the vaccine's deadly, that it's not a vaccine. This is a huge moment we're at. I wanted to cover that with him. But first, let's get into that other topic we were just discussing during the break, the Oath Keepers. After I saw the trial, read the transcripts, Stuart Rhodes did nothing wrong, other than, I think, being surrounded by some feds and informants. I asked Barnes' opinion without me even telling him mine. That's what he said. He's been following it very, very closely. Stuart Rhodes did nothing. Found not guilty of trying to stop the certification of the vote. Found not guilty of trying to block Congress, but guilty of seditious conspiracy. So he's guilty of a conspiracy, but he didn't carry it out. Again, Stuart Rhodes completely set up, no doubt about it. Your expert take on that.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, the mere fact that any sedition charges are pending or that this law still exists is something that is a disgrace to American freedom. This law has historically, the sedition laws going back to the Alien and Sedition Acts in the early beginning of the country, which Thomas Jefferson rightly denounced as wrongful and directly against the constitutional history and were thrown out pretty quickly. Then we bring them back for World War One to promote World War One. We lock up Eugene V. Debs. We lock up Victor Berger, a congressman from Milwaukee, just for opposing World War One. These laws shouldn't exist. These laws shouldn't be on the book. These sedition laws have been the deep state's tools to take out dissidents and critics. And so the mere fact that the charge was even made is an abomination to the Constitution, in my view. But the next part is what happened at the trial. The trial never should have taken place in the District of Columbia. The D.C. Martin Luther King could have got a fair jury in 1950s Birmingham from an all-white jury pool than can any Trump ally in the District of Columbia. They've proven that again and again and again, and they proved it again here with issuing verdicts that made no sense. It was, the evidence was so overwhelming that Stuart Rhodes did absolutely nothing that day to interfere or impair anything the government was doing, that even a bunch of hardcore Trump haters had to admit that, and then they convict him of some speech. Basically, the seditious conspiracy conviction is based on speech. They're like, oh, he tweeted something, he texted something, he made a comment once. This is insane. Not only that, all of these people were not trying to impair or interfere with anything. They were trying to make sure that our Congress did what the Constitution required them to do, which is a meaningful review of whether the election was constitutionally conducted. That's their constitutional oath. So the oath keepers were just making sure Congress kept its oath. They weren't trying to prevent Congress from doing its oath, just the opposite.
So where does the whole January 6th fiasco go from here?
I mean, as everything we talked about from the get-go, that this was a setup, that this was a trap, that this is politically motivated prosecutions, that this is a perversion of justice, has all been proven true and then some. I mean, there's even more feds and rats than we thought there were. I mean, they were all over the place, and they were trying to hide them until the last minute, and only in the middle of trial they did disclose that there were more, almost a dozen rats and informants and feds working right close in the Oath Keepers. They were the ones behind January 6th. It was a fedsurrection, not an insurrection, that took place on January 6th. And we've seen abundant evidence of it from these trials. So maybe if the House is smart, they'll hold real hearings that will expose this. And hopefully the next president of the United States pardons everybody with these embarrassing trials the way Thomas Jefferson did for the false charges of the Alien and Sedition Acts more than almost two centuries ago.
And for those that don't know, these Sedition Acts only used back in the early part of the country and then again during the Civil War, they hadn't used that in a long time. The few times the feds have used it, right, the last 50, 60 years, it got struck down. The courts threw it out. So the fact they're trying to bring this back is really chilling.
Oh, completely. It's just the weaponization of the legal system writ large. So whether it's a Austin judge who can't read the law pretending that punitive damages can be $40 million when they legally cannot be under the law, showing a complete lack of
respect. By the way, speak to that, because people think, oh, that's just Alex complaining. No. Found guilty by two judges, rigged trials, telling juries I'm guilty. They want trillions of dollars. In Texas, $50 million deal. It's capped at $5 million. The law says that, but she says, I don't care. Then she said he's also guilty of elder abuse because this guy's above 50-something. Even though the jury didn't hear that and it's charged, he says, well, the jury also finds him guilty of that after the jury's gone. I mean, this is like beyond kangaroo court. This is ridiculous.
Oh, completely. Any degree to which people had any doubt whether the judge was anything more than a partisan hack who made an embarrassment of the rule of law in Texas was ended when she ignored the statutory cap on damages and then started making up claims that didn't exist in the trial. I've done elder abuse charges. This has nothing to do with that. I mean, it's patently absurd. Is she, the fact that she had to reach for those excuses and pretexts while threatening your lawyers once again, that she's going to take adverse action against lawyers just for representing you in court effectively. And so that's what we're seeing, example after example of the legal system being overtly and openly weaponized to go after dissidents.
But this doesn't signal strength, does it? I mean, if you had to look at this as a football game, at halftime, how's the deep state doing versus Team America?
Well, if they wouldn't be this desperate, they wouldn't be talking about trying to indict President Trump. They wouldn't be desperate to avoid a special master review and beg the 11th Circuit to give them undue deference. They wouldn't be taking these steps. It's like in our vaccine mandate cases. So the Western District of Texas, a judge in Waco, is going to decide whether we get to go forward, the Children's Health Defense, Bobby Kennedy and I, against the Food and Drug Administration for all their lies, their litany of lies about the drug. They said it was a vaccine. It's not. They said it was safe. It's not. They said it was effective. It's not. Their own research proved it. They had no lawful right to say so. But they're claiming they have an emergency exception authority that removes them from any legislative oversight, any judicial oversight, any right to sue them ever. So there's a lot of big issues that go beyond COVID implicated in that case. And so, but why are they so desperate to go there? Because they know they would lose on the facts. Same thing in the Brooke Jackson case against Pfizer. Pfizer's desperate for no discovery to occur. If they thought the discovery would vindicate their actions, they wouldn't be desperate to hide it all from Brooke Jackson and the public. So the judge there is going to decide, can we get to discovery or not? So we're going to find out whether the courts are willing to step up to the plate. Carrie Lake in Arizona, same thing. I mean, there the Obama judge sanctioned her lawyers for raising issues before the election that turned out to be exactly the problem at the election. The tabulator machines not working correctly, conveniently, when Republicans were voting in mass. So we're seeing instance after instance, can our judiciary step up to the plate and resist the power of the deep state, big corporations, corrupt election officials, et cetera? Big tech censors, you know.
I mean, I agree. So in closing, the deep state's cornered. They're in trouble. Humanity's waking up worldwide. What curveballs can they throw? What's the deep state going to pull to try to stay in power?
Anything and everything. So right now they're really banking on courts being cowards and not stepping up to resist them in all these different contexts. So like the Carrie Lake case, that she has a very compelling case for an election contest. If election contest is not allowed to go forward, that's a failure of the courts to do their job and affirm their oaths. The same is true in the Trump context, trying to take over his business in New York. So can courts step in at some level and say, hold on a second, this has gone too far? In the Alex Jones cases, when they're on appeal, when they're in front of the bankruptcy court, will some court step forward and say, hold on a second, we've got to affirm the law. We've got to affirm the higher principles. We can't get caught up in the politics of these cases and allow our legal system to be weaponized to take out dissidents. And hopefully, and they're going to push back against Elon Musk disclosing all this information about Twitter, because as the lawsuit about big tech government collusion exposed last week, the FBI was intricately involved in censoring dissidents under the guise of national security. So it's exposed to the world the need for massive reform.
And exactly. If the left criticizes McCarthy, what they've done and been caught doing with big tech is like 100 times bigger.
Oh, absolutely. It's McCarthy on scale. It's McCarthyism on scale. And McCarthy focused on the government. He didn't focus like the Democrats did on the distance within their own party. It was the House Un-American Activities Committee that did the real bad stuff associated with McCarthyism, more so than McCarthy himself. And they're just replicating it. They're repeating it. They're redesigning it, recreating it, reimposing it. And so we're at a critical juncture because so much of their effort has been exposed thanks to the audience at InfoWars, supporting InfoWars, keeping it on the air, wasn't supposed to happen. Everybody was supposed to panic and hide and run away. Didn't happen. People continue to get products that make them healthier, wealthier, and wiser by going to InfoWarsStore.com. By keeping InfoWars on the air and keeping the audience keeping people informed, the system has not been able to have the crushing success it sought. And as long as ordinary people keep fighting back, there's always hope for liberty and freedom in America.
Robert Barnes, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Alex.
All right, I got some final news and clips I want to play. I'll take a few segments and Gerald Salente's to take over. But speaking of that, free shipping's back at InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of products are selling out, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and, of course, so many other great products that you can find at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.